ABC News.
On the line now from Melbourne is Daniel Bowen from the Public Transport Users Association. Good afternoon.
G'day, Glenn.
It's probably a little hard to believe. Are our roads really more clogged than New York?
Look, I think some of the devil's in the detail there. What the company did in their study was compare the free-flowing traffic times to congested traffic. I think there's a few quirks in the results they've come out with, where a city like New York City, which is congested for a lot of the time, actually ranks better than Melbourne or Sydney, which are free-flowing some of the time and quite congested at peak times. So I think there's a few quirks in the results there, but certainly their findings on public transport are very interesting, and we should be paying attention to those.
I want to look at that in a moment, but why do you think our traffic's so clogged in those two capital cities in particular?
Well, Sydney and Melbourne have both been growing a lot, obviously, over the last few years. And in a lot of areas of those cities, people have very little choice but to get in their car when they want to go somewhere. That's not just a commuting issue, commuting to work or education or other opportunities. It's also an everyday problem when you're just trying to get around to run other errands, such as shopping or recreation. In many cases, you just don't have a choice but to get in your car. The walking and cycling conditions are quite poor, quite hostile to those modes. The public transport can be quite poor. That's something that really needs to be addressed.
Okay, let's look at that public transport. It found Melbourne and Sydney's networks were less comprehensive than places such as Lisbon in Portugal. It seems access to public transport here is still a big issue, particularly in those outer suburbs.
Yes, and what they did was they looked at the proportion of the population within easy walking distance to a public transport stop. So that's obviously a key measure. And they found that Melbourne and Sydney actually do quite poorly, that there's a proportion of people just simply don't have any public transport accessible to them, which is obviously a huge barrier to choosing that as a way to get around.
How do we perform in terms of service frequency?
Service frequency was also a real problem in Melbourne and Sydney, and that's the other key question. You can have the infrastructure, you can have the stop that's near your house, but if it's only one bus an hour or a similar poor service, that's not really an alternative to driving your car. Melbourne and Sydney both and other cities around Australia really need to develop their frequent networks to provide that kind of turn up and go service that people can genuinely choose over a car without having to study a timetable in detail to avoid a long wait between the service.
You're speaking from Melbourne, where transport was an issue at the recent state election. How optimistic are you that it's going to improve significantly anytime soon?
Well, we are seeing some improvements, but certainly the state Labor government and other governments around Australia have focused very much on infrastructure, which is good to see, but that's only half the picture in terms of public transport provision. The infrastructure should be enabling better services, and that's sometimes where governments forget to properly fund those upgrades, where you might have a new rail line, but if there's only a train every half hour, that's really not up to scratch for a big growing city. You really need trains every 10 to 15 minutes so that people can use them without having to have a long wait or face crowding or study a timetable before they get on board.
And how far away are we from having that sort of metro subway system finished in Melbourne?
In Melbourne, I think we're some way off. There was some progress some years ago, so we've got a few lucky train lines now running every 10 minutes all day, but really they need to expand that out to the rest of the network so that people, no matter where they're jumping on a train, can expect that turn-up-and-go service. Melbourne is one of the busiest cities in the world that doesn't have any sort of metro system. Sydney is similar, but of course they're starting to build a metro system, and other cities around Australia continue to grow, and they really need those frequent rail services as the backbone of their public transport networks, where you can just hop on a train without having to wait.
Daniel Bowen, thanks for joining us.
No worries, thank you.
Courtesy of the Public Transport Users Association in Victoria.
ABC News.